So, again, arguably the biggest day in Texas Ranger baseball history.
Could be if the weatherman cooperates. Else it might be tomorrow.
Chase, you're not doing your part.
How so?
Well, you're not wearing your Rangers gear today, are you?
No, I'm not. Yeah. No, I'm not.
Mm.
I know you were thinking about, well, I know it's that whole debate. Do you put the hat on backwards or not?
Yeah, well, you know.
Or askew. Anyway.
I'm saving it for a celebratory day of wearing.
There you go.
That's right. You're waiting for parade day.
That's
you
right.
want it, you know.
That's right.
When everybody celebrates.
I'll be on the float. So.
Yeah, I know you will. Yeah. Are you PAing that too?
Yeah, right.
My God.
But there are plenty of new Ranger fans on the bandwagon, so why shouldn't they be on the float as well?
Yeah. That's right. I'm one of those.
And of course, the weather was beautiful till Clip Howardson got there.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Speaking of Clip Howard and talking about bandwagon fans. Lest you ever doubt what winning does for you in terms of profit, specifically sales of merchandise.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He said he estimated that it was a 3-inning wait just to get into the store at the ballpark.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah.
So
you'll miss the game trying to buy merchandise at the stadium, which really, there's a lot of irony in that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And why should you, after all? I mean,
that's right. That's what the internet's for. Isn't
that's
it?
That's how I bought mine last year.
Uh-huh.
So, and I famously said I'm not buying any gear until they win the World Series this year. So.
Hello.
I heard my name mentioned in vain.
Ah,
not in vain. No,
No.
Are you
here? Or are you listening in St. Louis?
I'm on my way to the airport.
Okay.
So,
how's the weather there? Do you know?
It's not good. I was just listening to Buster Olney on Mike and Mike. The forecast is for 80% chance of rain.
Yeah. Temperatures falling to 55 by 5 p.m.
Yeah, and into the 40s. It's going to be much like it was last Wednesday for the game, which was not pleasant. But because the forecast is so good for Thursday and Friday, there could be a situation at some point, I don't know how long they would wait, where they wouldn't play this game tonight. They don't want these starting pitchers getting up and having to stop if the rain halts the game. So I could see very easily where this game could be put off until tomorrow.
Huh. So they might make that decision and we just see Fox reruns tonight, huh?
Yeah, X Factor, another X Factor I'm sure they have in the can.
Yeah.
So,
that'd be...
Are you smarter than an X Factor contestant or something?
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, enjoy your day off in St. Louis.
Thanks. I guess I'll tour the Bud Brewery, you know.
Yeah. Go to the Arch.
What do you do in St. Louis? Yeah.
Yeah, that Arch is fun. Yeah.
I've been to the Arch, but I'm claustrophobic. I cannot ride that little cart to the top. I did that once, and I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, plus, are you leaning the whole way?
It's not pleasant. It is not pleasant.
Well, then what's pleasant is just go to the brewery and then get back in line when the tour's over.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, have fun. We'll see you later. All right.
Yeah, because the temperature's the same in St. Louis right now as it is here.
Oh,
it's
now.
67 right now in St. Louis.
Right now.
They're going to fall to 55 by 5, mid-40s tonight, and an 80% chance of showers today. And I see where he's coming from because you don't want the starting pitchers getting up and down because it's just a lot of strain on the old shoulders there.
Sure. Want them to be able to perform at their best.
Only a slight chance of showers tomorrow.
All right. Well, just saying, while we're talking about their numbers, our low on Thursday night, 45. Our low on Friday night, 44. Our low on Saturday night, 41.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's here.
Yeah.
I even have to turn on the old heater.
Yeah.
So you get that burning dust smell throughout the house.
That makes
that's always
puppies
fun.
Happy. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
40% chance.
House on fire.
Yeah. 40% chance of showers on Thursday and Thursday night, by the way, too, just here. So that'll be kind of pleasant if we can. All right, well, I was going to do something else, but...
Well, go ahead, Scott.
No, I can't. We're busy.
We probably got like 29 minutes of commercials.
Yeah, we're busy. Yeah, so we got to get cranked up.
Okay.
We took a cell phone call this morning.
Yeah, we did.
We don't do that very often.
Cellular phone.
A cellular phone. That's right.
We're time together. We got a lot of info.
Mason.
And we've got stuff to give away, for Neil Bortz. We're not going to do it now, but later.
Tom's back. Yeah. Glad about
Tom's
that.
Back.
Yeah. Tom's front. Tom's back.
Uh-huh.
Also, the question today, do computers belong in your child's elementary classroom?
Sounds like you're going to start a fight.
Yeah.
Sounds like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson.
Patricia Gerling.
Reba Ragsdale.
I'm Marilyn Byrne, and a 7-year breast cancer survivor.
Aggieland Outfitters and the Pink Alliance invite the Brazos Valley
to wear pink Friday, October the 28th,
for Peak Out Day 2011.
For more information, visit pinkoutday.com.
I tell all my friends that my dad's nice.
I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price.
Like a 2011 F-150 from Team Ford for $18,988 or only $279 a month.
Nice price.
Or get a 2012 Ford Fiesta for $179 a month. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
620, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Okay, happy birthday on this October the 26th. If it's your birthday today, I'm working with one list here, so you may have more, Scott. But I do have Shelley Morrison was with Will and Grace. She's 75 years old today. She was one of the moms. I forgot which one. Yes. Actor Bob Hoskins is 69 years
Academy
old
Award winner.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Actress Jacqueline Smith from Charlie's Angels turns 66 years old. Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak, the host guy, is 65 years old today. And Rita Wilson is 55 years old.
She doesn't have to work.
No, she nor her husband really have to work. Her husband, of course, is Tom Hanks. She's 55 years old. Actor Dylan McDermott from The Practice is 50 years old today. Country singer Keith Urban, who also married. He probably doesn't either have to work either. Since he's married to
Nicole Kidman.
There you go. Thank you. 44 years old today. And actor Tom Cavanaugh was in Ed, is 43 years old. And John Heder from Napoleon Dynamite and the later Blades of Glory.
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. Well, I thought this guy would catch on.
Yeah.
Just because he was quirky.
He was quirky. Yes, he was. He's 34 years old today. And that's all I got from my little list.
Gotcha. Ivan Reitman, the director, he's somewhat aged. I don't know what age he is.
He's old.
Really? Well, I thought he'd be on there. He's probably about 64, 65, something like that. He's one of the Ghostbuster directors, I think. Matt Drudge.
Uh-huh.
All it took was one little story about a dress. 45. Guess who he shares a birthday with?
Who?
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
How about that?
I bet they don't trade cards.
Probably not. I find that to be really ironic. And Lauren Tooze, whatever happened to dear sweet
from
Lauren
Love
Tooze?
Boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, sorry. That was just me and my cold.
Oh,
I'm
was
sorry.
It? Oh,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. I'm getting better, though. Thank
57,
you.
57. Mm. And Carrie Ilweis, is that
Elwes.
Right? Yeah, we just mentioned him yesterday.
Yeah, because he's, he's going to direct
some movie something or another. And he's Princess Bride dude, too.
Nixon and Elvis.
That's right. Nixon and Elvis.
And it's his first one.
And
I suggested he start something, start smaller.
Again, I think all America is clamoring to know the backstory of Elvis visiting Nixon at the White House. And apparently they're going to do an entire movie about it. We'll see. He's 49. All right, that's that. It's 623.